Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So when we start Earn Your Leisure, the show, now we have a lot of things working for us, right? So when we hit the ground, it's like an explosion because we was able to actually provide information in a very relatable manner. So we're kind of like the ladder to the clouds. I think a lot of times in our community, there have been a small pocket of black intellectuals, but they have not been able to fully communicate or relate to the vast majority of black people on the ground. So now you have a disconnect. The intellectuals feel like they're better than the masses. The masses feel like the intellectuals are bourgeoisies and they just like disregard them, right? Like, so I'm like, well, there's value in both places. We need each other, right? So it's like, okay, we have an interesting background where we're able to communicate to everybody, We can be in an Ivy League school, or we can be in a penitentiary communicating to people. And we have been in both places, communicating with people and educating people. So when we were able to provide the education, it was done in a very non-traditional manner when it comes to business. So the way that we dressed, we had hoodies and t-shirts. The way that we talked, we was using hip-hop references. But we're breaking down case studies, and we're actually talking about very high-level business, right? And everybody wants to make money. So what happens is that it's just perfect timing. It hits social media, and then it just explodes on social media. My original thesis on social media actually turned out to be right. Like I said, we just had to wait some time, and we switched lanes a little bit. But the idea of it came to fruition, and then there's opportunities in every crisis. So when the pandemic happened, everything shut down, and everybody was scared, and a lot of people, you know, unfortunately lost their jobs, and some people passed away as well. But then some people benefited. We were on the side of the people that actually benefited, because when everybody was home, they had nothing to do. So then they started watching us. And then we developed a show called Market Mondays, where we're actually teaching people about stocks, investing. Then something that happened in our favor was that everybody got a stimulus check. Then something that happened in our favor is that the stock market started to skyrocket. So now people are making money in real time from our information. And then it becomes like a cult following. Now everybody's passing it along, and they're telling their friend, they're telling their cousins. And before you know it, we're at like a million people that's watching us, right? So this is all part of the Earn Your Leisure story, how we was able to grow organically. But it's a mix of, I think, having a unique product, mixing it with the right time, and maximizing the moment. We're in a moment right now where traditionally media, if we were to try to start a show 15, 20 years ago, we would have to go to Bloomberg, CNBC, ABC, and we would have to compromise who we are. We would have to like shave our face, and we would have to talk in a language that we didn't fully even feel comfortable talking in. We would have to wear a suit. We would have to be under the umbrella of them. We couldn't own our own show. It'd be impossible. But now the cell phone has empowered the creatives and independence. And now we're able to break through without having to go through the actual gatekeepers or the larger institutions. But what has propelled us to even a higher level is there's a middle ground that can be reached, where now independence is at an all-time high and we have the leverage. But there's only so far you can go as an independent. From just exposure, resources, there's still some level of benefit from corporate. But now we can work with corporate from a relationship standpoint, as opposed to them owning everything standpoint, because we have leverage. So now we've been able to leverage with a lot of different corporate relationships, which have helped us expand our reach globally and expanded our reach and accelerated the growth in a much quicker manner. So this is an interesting time for creatives, because now you can grow your following, whatever you're doing, use that leverage to work with corporate, but maintain ownership, maintain independence, and have real leverage and real partnership, as opposed to being an employee. And that's something that has accelerated our growth as well. So that's a very long-winded answer to your question, but I think that it might be beneficial for anybody that's interested in new age business and media.
It's crazy, because as he's talking, and I was listening to you, Dre, when you were talking about Nigeria, when we talk about how we creatively are reaching people, it made me think about the first time. Like what you were speaking about was Aliko Dangote, right? He has an opportunity to change the export-import ratio from Nigeria. And so I'm thinking, like, how do I teach kids about that? How do I walk in the classroom and tell them, like, they should know this person? And so our way was hip-hop, right? The first lesson was I took Jay-Z's line. I said, all blacks got is sports and entertainment until we even. And I showed them six people from the world of sports and entertainment. They knew every one of them. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Floyd Mayweather, Dr. Dre, and Oprah. They knew them all, right? And Jordan. And then I gave them another sheet with the six wealthiest people, black people on the planet. And they knew none. I said, damn, Jay kind of prophesized this, right? He really showed us, like, all we had until we even, because we've never recognized anything outside that world until I get to teach him about the wealthiest guy on the planet, who was Aliko Dangote. And now this is the crossroads. And so now that group of kids never gets to say they don't know who that guy is. And guess what? He didn't do it because he dribbled. He didn't do it because he could throw a football or he can spit a rhyme.
He did it from natural resources. He did it from oil. Right? He did it from cement. These are all different things. So now that kid or those kids that are now hearing it know that there's value in other things than the traditional things that have been fed to us through the TV, right? We have to be entertainer. We have to be. There's no value in the guy who's going to be the doctor in the neighborhood. There's no value to the person who's going to be the teacher or who's going to be the chemist or who's going to be the next person in venture capital. Those people weren't celebrated until this moment in time. And so that was kind of the thing. Was like, all right, this is how we now can creatively reach people, use social media, use hip-hop, merge it all together, and deliver it to the people.
How long did that breakthrough take? Because when you sit there, we talked about just recently, you know, to be more than an athlete was a thing that just popped up like 5 or 6 years ago. And then a lot of times when you're coming down and talking about sports and entertainment and what young individuals typically want to be, they necessarily don't want to hear all the rah-rah, like, educational stuff. And how did you guys keep your confidence up? We always have a saying, don't, you know, diss the caterpillar and then jot the butterfly. So, like, it couldn't have been that easy going in and, you know, continuing to build step by step. So how did you guys keep that momentum up in the face? Did you ever get discouraged?
Well, I think that when losing is not an option, then you really have no choice but to win. So it's a few ways how you look at the time frame. You can look at it from when we started social media. That's a relatively short period in the grand scheme of things of success. Like, we kind of – it just kind of went up. But then you look at it from, like, your whole entire life takes you to the moment that you're at, and that's a very long journey, right? So it's like he was a teacher, and he was preparing for that moment without knowing it. I was a financial advisor, and I was preparing for that moment without knowing it, right? So I feel that you have to fully believe in what you're doing to not even thinking of, not even, you can't really even think about it not working. It's only a matter of how do I get it to work. So, like, for me, my personal journey, I never really had a job before ever. So I went to school, and then I became a financial advisor. It's a commission-based situation. So anybody can get hired. I wasn't working on Wall Street. I was working for an insurance company. It's not too difficult to get hired in that situation, just being honest. But it's also extremely difficult to be successful in it. That's why it's not difficult to get hired. Like, 90% of people is not going to be successful.
That's 22.
But... You know, it's extremely difficult type of job, especially at 24 years old, to try to convince people that they, you know, need life insurance and IRAs and stuff like that. But my alternative, like I said, I didn't have an advanced degree. I went to a state school. My alternative was to actually get a job. And that wasn't going to happen. So I really had no choice but to make it happen. So I think, you know, and when you use that type of framework, then you really don't think about, like, tough times. Or, like, because at the end of the day, what is a tough time? We really never really had anything anyway. So that's something that we already used to. Like, I mean, if you think about it, like, it can't really get too much worse. You really have nothing to lose when you have nothing to lose, yeah. Right? Like, when you become a millionaire, now you start to think, like, damn, I can really screw this up and I'm back to zero. But, I mean, if you have $5,000 in your bank account, what's the worst that can happen? Yeah.
You're closer to zero.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the reality. Like, we grow up, we're so close to zero. So what is the risk, right? But I thought he was going to answer this a whole different way. I was going to, like, because the thing about it, I've known him since he was probably 11 years old. He's known me, vice versa. There was never a time where our confidence ever wavered in ourselves. What we were going to do was we would figure that out. But we were always confident in what we were going to be. Like, I knew he was going to be successful. Probably vice versa. And our community knew that too, because we were rooted in the community. But what happened over time was that we realized representation and showing up as your authentic self was the key, right? So most people, when I worked, they were like, well, you're the gym teacher. I'm like, yeah, I'm the physical educator, but there's other things I do too. But people will only judge you from where they see you at, right? So, like, even now, if I go back to the school, they always ask me if I'm coming back. I'm like, well, about that, right? But they only could see me as that. But there was so much more to it. So when we started to grow as a company, it was like, all right, don't change who you are, right? When I was standing in front of the kids in the Bronx, I had the freshest Jordans on, right? I had G-Shock watches. I had a BMW because I knew one day a kid was going to look at Mr. Millers and say, I want to be him. Like, a lot of kids are going to grow up saying they want to be you. But I was like, I want kids to grow up and say they could be me, because the chances that they could be me This is 100% chance, right? Like making it to the NBA is one in a million, right? But being somebody that is productive in their community, somebody that's giving back, somebody that's educating that community, they could do that. So if I could show them, I could have the nice car that you guys have. I could have some of the watches and some of the kicks, and that's where it stops. I'm making it very. That's where it stops.
Hey, you might get luckier. You never.
That's where
you've
it
been
stops.
In Dubai. I've never been in Dubai.
But like now, so that's the thing. Now they see, that's my teacher, yeah. Right? He was my teacher, and I know him, right? He's in Dubai. He just sat with Steve Harvey. He's here with Andre Iguodala, Evan Turner. Like right now, he's speaking at Wharton. Yo, he used to teach me how to catch a football. Like anything is possible, but the representation was there. So when you see us show up in a hoodie and we have on fresh kicks and we do travel and we like to wear nice clothes, that's all part of the presentation because that's authentically who we were prior to all of this. All we get to do now is show up as we are and people are receptive to it because it's like, wait, these guys is real. They're the real deal. This is real. This is really who they are every day. And that's the easiest part. We get to show up as ourselves every single day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.